It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Last week, in part one of their conversation, Tom Martin talked with Tom Stultz, once head of IMG College Sports and now president of JMI Sports, the San Diego management and consulting firm that recently penned a $210 million deal with the University of Kentucky. JMI's services include multimedia rights and sponsorships, business operations, project financing, and sports facility development. In part two of their conversation, Martin and Stultz discuss potential projects.
First of all, if you could, a little information on JMI itself. What does JMI stand for and so forth?
And JMI Sports is owned by John Morris, former owner of the San Diego Padres, and his business partner, Eric Judson. And so the JMI is for John Morris Incorporated. He has a number of companies under JMI Services, JMI Inc., JMI Realty, and then he has JMI Sports with Eric Judson. They got into the business when after they developed Petco Park and realized that they'd done something really special there in creating a new type of stadium and real estate development around it. And so they really started as a company to manage stadium and arena projects for the owners as the owner rep. And Eric began that business. And then 2.5 years ago, he hired me to kind of lead him into the college space on the multimedia side.
For those in town here, and I'm sure this is going to come as no surprise to you, who have followed the development of the Rupp Arena Task Force from its beginning to where it is now, there was a raised eyebrow regarding the timing of the JMI announcement. I know that you invest a lot of time and energy pursuing an IMG initiative to build a new arena on the High Street parking lot across from Rupp. In your opinion, does that idea still have any merit?
I think, for the record, and just to be to say it officially, our deal and the timing of that was just a coincidence. We there's nothing in our proposal that says anything about the facilities, and certainly we didn't win the bid on the multimedia side because of any potential involvement in a stadium or arena project. Having said that, I do hope that the university and the city can sit down and reach some agreement, and if there's a role that we can play, we would love to. I think there is money that's out there, but then you have to agree to the business terms and the plans and the pricing and the modeling, and there's a lot of hoops to jump through. But I do think that I think it's in the city's best interest and the university's best interest to try to figure out how to work together on it.
UK's lease with Rupp expires at the end of the 2017-18 season, I believe. Do you anticipate that your firm would be involved in any way with UK and looking at alternatives if that should be desired?
Right now, our only involvement, and it's not even an official involvement, but we would hope to be involved as they discuss the marketing rights at the arena. Hopefully they would find a way to work with the with Lexington Center and the arena to where the university would control those rights as part of their lease, because it makes more sense for a corporate partner for Kentucky to be able to have exclusivity in all the main venues. And basketball is a very high profile sport here, so that is a missing link in the program I wouldn't be surprised if the university came to us and said, we're going to try to make that part of the lease, but you have to pay more to get it. And I would think our role would be to say there's a value of that and let's go get it.
Tom Stultz is president of JMI Sports. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.